catch him out of your shocked, huh? You didn't think I'd be this adorable in person, right? See, they needed something precious, and this is it. I like the dress. Could you drop dead from that dress? Since I lost weight, I can wear anything. I used to be heavy. That's hard to believe, isn't it? I was obese. This is the new Toadie Fields. Look how adorable. I look like a pregnant bouquet in this dress, don't I?
Yes, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Yeast Radio, your favorite show on the internets. And I've got a fabulous show lined up for you. Well, to be honest, I haven't got anything lined up for you. Why? Because I fucking work all day. You think I have nothing better to do than to write up some goddamn OPML notes so that you cocksuckers have something to listen to and plan on and bitch about, complain about? No. I got a job. I got a day job, goddammit. And it's not fucking easy. Then I got to deal with Gussie all day, too. I gotta support this woman. She works at the Pathmark. It ain't easy. Life ain't easy. And then we got the tsunami. And I need you all to donate to that fucking shit. I put it on the weblog at themerminator.com. I need you to... What the fuck is this crap music going? It's called the Crystal Skull. That reminds me of my friend, the art star, local to Chicago, Bill Haddad. He is a... gentleman with a bald head and he plays a crystal skull. What's this? This is good if you're still on drugs. I had to quit doing drugs when I was in the fat farm for ODing on diet pills. And I ended up morbidly obese and addicted to diet pill. I think I might have diet pills. I may have mentioned that. We need to talk. What can we talk about? Well, this was named Best Album of the Year by Premier Magazine. Let me find it. Which I think is just wonderful, to tell you the truth. Wonderful. Oh, I'm on the wrong deck. Oh, I know what the fuck I'm doing. Let's see. So what else is new? Oh, not much. I'm still sick. I know you can't tell by my voice, but I'm sick. I had to contend with work and all this horse shit all day. I don't know. But I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you. I really did. So here I am talking to you. What the fuck is this? Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. It's usual.
More so. Quickies. Cry for help.
Oi! Am I thirsty? Oi! Am I thirsty?
Wait, sir. Hold on, sir. I'll get you some water.
I am I thirsty? I am I thirsty?
Here, sir. Drink this.
I was I thirsty?
Panic. Yes, madam, I am a doctor.
Oi, doctor, have I got a daughter for you?
Two husbands.
Hello, Sam. How's your wife?
Compared to who?
Never been a nigga this good for this long, this hood, or this pop, this hot, or this strong, with so many different flows. This one's for this song. The next one, I switch up. This one will give it up. These buffs. Too lazy to make up shit, they crazy, they don't paint pictures, they just trace me. You know what? Soon they forget where they pluck. They hold staff and they try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, tough. I'm not a writer, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only big enough my brother, big enough my barrel, I'm big enough to do it. I'm that barrel, plus I know my own flow is foolish. So the rings and things you sing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. I'm in new sneakers, dude seaters, few divas. What more can I tell you? Let me spell it for you. W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody truer than H-O-P. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador. Prime minister. I'm back to finish my business up.
Say
about. Flying birds down south, moving wet off the step, purple rain in the drought. Stunting on hoes, brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Set my chain to my name, Young H.O. Pitch the yay faithful. Even if they patrol, I make payroll. Biz payful, friends they roll. Private jets down to Turks and Caicos. Chris Caseloads.
All right, enough of that crap. I know you really want to hear me. You don't want to hear DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Black Album or whatever the hell that's called. Oh, and don't try and tell me it's redundant. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm bloated. And it's not because I'm on my period. It's because I'm postmenopausal. That's why I'm bloated, and I'm sick and tired of people saying that you don't get bloated after menopause, because that's bullshit. You do get bloated, and I'm living proof. And if you don't believe me, then come over here and pound on my uterus. And you'll find that it's as stiff as a trampoline. And I gotta sit here and talk to you when I'm sniffling, sneezing. I gotta take my goddamn Theraflu. I gotta stuff my face with yogurt. Oh, I made yogurt last night. Oh, and it was so delicious. I'm taking my headphones. It's time for a stroll around the apartment. The yogurt... Well, I made plain yogurt because the licorice-flavored yogurt that I've been binging on the television that you see on the internet with my insane films is... what the fuck? So that's... it's too fat. It's too... what do they call it? High carb. Because it's got plenty of sugar. So what I did is I made plain yogurt. I'm making it now. I know you can't see me because the nice thing about lesbian radio show is that you don't have to put any makeup on. And I don't have to shave my armpit hairs like I would anyway. Anyway, I don't know what to talk about. Oy, I don't want to be political right now because I just think the president is doing such a great job in the White House. He's so smart. Yeah, right. But since you started it, since you brought him up, okay, I'm pouring equal by the spoonful into my yogurt. Now, two things bothered me about this equal business. First of all, this is the equal spoonful, so you pour it like sugar. And secondly, we've got a lipstick on it. Because when I was doing the Drag Queens on Acid video, which you can also see at insanefilms.com, for some reason I was having a NutraSweet right out of the container. So it's got these lipstick marks on it. Because, you know, I am a lipstick lesbian. I'm not one of those butch dykes. At least not on days that end in Y. Anyway, but the interesting thing, the other disturbing thing about the equal is that, you know who was the president of this company? Guess who? Donald Rumsfeld, that asshole. So, not only is he making neurotoxins as a legitimate murderer of mass destruction, whatever the hell they call it, but in addition... I hope I didn't leave that goddamn music on. In addition, he invented the neurotoxin known as NutraSweet and phenylklonurics or something. So I just think that's great. I think that's dandy. So I'm going to have some yogurt with neurotoxins on it to celebrate what a great senile defense minister we have, or whatever the hell he's called, czar, fuckwad. So I want to talk about this, because nobody's going to argue that George Bush is intelligent, because everybody knows he's not. I know I said I wasn't going to get political, but it reminded me of something I've been thinking. And, is this yogurt good? Mmm. The problem is it's tricky making yogurt, because ever since I got these nice pans, these thick pans with the heat that spreads everywhere, the yogurt's been crap. Because I'm used to using these cheap-ass aluminum pans that I've used my whole life. I thought, well, I'm making a lot of yogurt. I might as well treat myself to a good pan. So I bought this pan, and now it's so subtle with the heat that before it reaches its temperature, for some reason, it's scorching the milk on the bottom. So some of the milk fat gets scorched. Anyway, not milk fat, because it's fat-free. You know what I'm talking about. You cooks. Not kooks, cooks. So back to this Bush. Here's the thing. He's an idiot, we know this. Now, some of the Republicans will say, well, you don't have to be intelligent to be a good ruler. Well, that's crap. Because you don't hire an idiot to run your company. The whole point of a leader, whether it's a corporation or a country, is to make decisions. That's what a leader does. It takes intelligence to make proper decisions. It takes education to make good decisions. A knowledge of history to not repeat the history, especially when you're running the whole goddamn world. But not so with this bastard. Nope, he doesn't give a shit. He knows nothing. Nothing at all. So you have this whole educational system, what with the Rhodes Scholars, the straight A's, this whole system of hierarchy in education in order to bring the cream of the crop to the top so that they can run the country. Clinton was a good example. He was extremely intelligent. So that's what the educational system is worth. This Bush has just completely laughed in the face of the educational system, and half the country is laughing along with him, saying, oh, you can take your Ivy Leagues, you can take your straight A's, you can take your history and math and shove it up your ass because I'm an idiot and I'm the president. Oy vey. What are we going to do? I don't know. I'm just going to eat yogurt and watch the movie. Some people say you should eat popcorn and watch the movie, but, you know, I don't know about you, but I can't eat anything less than 3 bags of microwave fat-free kettle corn. 97% fat-free, but it makes you eat 12 bags of it. And what else? Should we start talking about Ayn Rand? I don't know how long I've been ranting. I think I'm going to do something I normally don't do. In fact, I've never done this. I'm going to post-produce this show, and I'm just going to cut out that whole business with the Grey album, because you all know what that crap sounds like, so that I can talk some more. What was I going to say? Oh, Ayn Rand. A controversial author. However, having read The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged this year, I feel that I can look at her books without having the usual stereotypical liberal slant that one... Let me rephrase that. You see, being a liberal, as I am and have always been, one is expected to take a particular stand towards Ayn Rand, that is to say, calling her a cunt. Now, I wouldn't call her a cunt. I would say that she probably liked to eat cunt, but never got to have any. But I think she's not going to snatch it too. But I think a lot of people that are critical of Ayn Rand missed the point completely. You see, she was very, very anti-communist and anti-socialist and anti-religion and very pro-business, pro-capitalist and all that. And a lot of people see this aspect of her and of her writing and ignore everything else that she has to say, or everything that she has to say, which is stupid. Because what's happening today is practically a retelling of Atlas Shrugged. It's amazing. I feel like it's happening in real life, except it's not the way Rand would have predicted it. See, what's happening in our world today is exactly what Rand predicted would happen when communism takes over the world. But you see, it's happened with capitalism taking over the world, which is something she didn't expect. See, the error in her formula was that, oh, this yogurt's so good. Now what the hell am I going to eat? What she thought is that this particular government was the problem, and it was taking over Europe and all this shit. But I think, and I obviously could be wrong, because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But I think it's just any system that takes over and falls into a system of faith. And this is really the issue. And she did talk about this at length. Or discuss it. I'm sorry to blow my nose. This is what you have to do when you have a lavalier microphone. I don't know how that sounds on the internet, on your iPod. God, it's nice to be inside your head. Are you taking a nice walk, listening to me, strolling around, Well, if you are, and hopefully you're doing it in public, I want you to do something for me. I want you to touch your crotch right now in public. I don't care if anybody's watching or not. You do it right now. Touch your crotch. Not in any way that has to be noticeable. Just touch it. Just give it a little tap, tap, tap for Madge Weinstein. One tap is enough. There. Doesn't that feel good? Don't you feel liberated? Now you know what it's like to be me. That's what it's like to be Madge. A crotch toucher in public. Anyway, I certainly did digress. So we were talking about Ayn Rand. Well, actually, I was. So here's what I'm thinking. The thing, the theme in this Atlas Shrugged, it's one of many, of course. She was such a brilliant writer, if nothing else, but because she was able to layer so many thoughts on top of each other in such complex ways. And she basically created this entire universe in her books. The only people I can really compare her to at this time in my brain are great composer Richard Wagner and the great artist who we are lucky enough to have alive today, married to the lovely Bjork or Screwing or whatever, is Matthew Barney. I cannot think of anybody else. Maybe Shakespeare, but I never really liked Shakespeare, all that English crap. It's like, just say what you want to say already. I can't handle it. But as far as works that I'm familiar with, those three have that in common. They are able to form universes in their brain, which a lot of people can do, but they don't need to roll some fucking eight-headed dice on Dungeons and Dragons to do it with some dogma. They create this universe and put it in a paper or whatever, a film or a music, so that other people can read it and understand it. That is what makes genius, gentle audience. That is what makes genius. Not if you can get 12 people on a goddamn island together and see who's going to fuck each other. With big, fake tits. Oh, Christ. And I manage a girl band. Anyway, I'm a hypocrite. Back to this anus rant. So one of the recurring themes, the one that I'd like to focus on right now, is faith. You see, in Atlas Shrugged, and I can't even, if you haven't read it, you know, get the Cliff Notes or something. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. It's a long book, but well worth it. Anyway, in Atlas Shrugged, we had, among other things, this faith of faith. The ruling class had faith, but it was a faith in other people's abilities. Maybe that's, I'm not saying it right. It's hard for me to say this. I am on the internet and everything. So, in other words, for example, the head of the railroad said, hey, you, smart person who really runs the railroad, you're going to make this railroad work. And the smart person says, but Mr. Railroad person, how can I make it work? You're taking away my funding with your inside deals, your insider trading and your corruption. You're taking the money away. You're giving it away to Europe. You're giving it to the poor. I have no money to run this railroad. And the railroad owner says, that's fine. We have faith in you. We know you can get us through this because you always have before. Faith, that's the faith. Now, these people, in this case, were like communists or whatever, pseudo-communists. What do they call stylized communists in the book. But you see, the common denominator between them and these Bush-type people, these neo-cunts, as I call them, is that they have this belief in the supernatural, this faith. They believe you can squeeze blood from a turnip. See, Reagan, Dick Cheney told Bush early in his presidency, very early, he said, Bush said something to the effect of, but if we do this, what about the deficit? Cheney just shrugged it off and said, deficits don't matter. Reagan proved it. And that was it. Don't worry about the deficits. Just max out your credit cards and then run for it. Who cares about the oceans and the tidal waves? It doesn't matter. What matters is family values. But wait a second. Doesn't family values mean my children and their children? No. It means getting reelected, asshole. And that was it. And then Dick Cheney gave W a biscuit. A big milk bone dog biscuit. Not the medium size, the big one. And that was the end of that discussion. So you see, that's what they have in common. The ruling class in Atlas Shrugged, who eventually destroyed their nation. And these people destroying our nation today, it was faith. Belief in the supernatural, whether it's a belief in God, that God's going to take care of everything, or a belief in the fact that somehow we will magically get our budget will disappear. That's the kind of faith that's fucking us up. Now, I could talk for a lot longer about Atlas Shrugged, and to tell you the truth, I'd like to. But since I don't really know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I am a pseudo-intellectual, I don't want to get myself into any further trouble than I already am. That's mostly a lie. The truth is I'm hungry and I'm tired of talking in my goddamn kitchen. I'm going to eat a Hall's Defense Echinacea with zinc. And then I'm going to play one bit for you and as we close out of this crap. Let's see. What are we going to play? Oh, sorry. Wrong thing. What the fuck was that? Oh, that goddamn Gray album again? I'm so over that crap. I mean, I like it. I'm just teasing. But I was very happy to hear that that was made best album of the year by Entertainment Weekly. I mean, that's just great. Oh, let's hear some Ernestine. I just love this. Oh, yeah, this is good. Let's hear this one. Okay, let's hear it.
So what's your name?
Gary.
Take your foot off the stage. Nuisance calls, a gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin. Yes, ma'am. You say a man has been making constant, obscene phone calls to you. What is his name and address, please? Oh, you don't? Well, just exactly what does he say when he calls? Uh-huh. Uh-huh, yes. Wait a minute now. Yes, uh-huh. What's that last part again? Uh-huh, yes. Wait a minute, he said he was going to do what to you? wait, is that F as in Frank? Right. Well, I don't blame you getting upset. I mean, making all those promises and then not even giving his name. Hello?
All right, everybody, that's about it. And since this song is illegal, I can't play it. So, you know, that's such bullshit, really. I mean, I've been a DJ in high school and college, and it was never an issue. And now these fucking Nazis taking over the goddamn world, squashing new ideas, just like an Atlas Shrugged. Well, fuck you. This is the goddamn music I have a right to play. And it doesn't hurt the artists, it helps them. So fuck you all. You, Courtney Love, you stupid cunt. Your pussy tasted like ass anyway. And this has been Madge Weinstein with another edition of Yeast Radio. If you want to email me, that's bloated@mac.com. Have a nice day, Marys.